to the Almond Grove, is that Tate, Masshole? Because yes, it seems like everybody makes them anyway.
Yeah, it was signed throughout there on, I think, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, if
there's
I could,
no right turns.
Yeah, so when there was traffic, the right turns were prohibited. Yeah, it was blocked off from Highway 9 to turn right into Masshole and Tate. And two things happened. One is people started getting on Ridgecrest.
Of course.
They turned right on Ridgecrest, which really screwed everything up because then they were jammed on Hernandez and
yeah,
the Almond Grove.
Yeah.
The other thing is the residents didn't want to observe it, and monkey see, monkey do. So as soon as the residents started driving around the barricades, so did everybody else, and it didn't matter. And then when the discussion was it could just be a permanent closure, everyone wanted an exception for themselves, their grandparents, their nanny, and so those closures don't work. If it doesn't work for everybody, it doesn't work.
Okay.
I can talk for 10 hours about beach traffic. I will say I was going to do a study session last year when I was mayor, and our agendas were so packed we never had it, because I really thought we should just have another robust public hearing so people could at least hear everything that's been tried, hear what the unintended consequences are, because there's always something that happens that you didn't anticipate. The mapping apps are opportunistic. Local people who don't use apps know the back way. And it works for the first 1,000 people until it doesn't, right?
Right.
So it is difficult. And it's also, I would say, in terms of data measurement, you know, did something help? Beach traffic's capricious. And so on a really hot weekend, there might be a lot more people. Like, weekend to weekend, it's different. Some Saturdays, there isn't any. Some Sundays on a three-day weekend, there is. And so trying to measure if something decreased it is a little hard. You can see where the traffic jammed up. And with the roundabout, the other unintended closure, the other thing was everyone had to get on at 9. And so people were still getting off of Highway 85 at Saratoga. And then because 9 was so jammed up, they were like on Allendale, they were on Quito, they were in the San Benito neighborhood. And so basically we had a tsunami of traffic north of Highway 9. So 9 was a wall. The other neighborhoods, Kennedy area and San Benito, all of a sudden had beach traffic that the Almond Grove used to have. And so there were like three things. One is people still couldn't come downtown because they couldn't get past 9. Our businesses downtown in a 2-to-1 ratio said too many cars is better than no cars at all. And I felt like I can't transfer the pain from my neighborhood to another. It didn't solve anything, it just moved the pain. And so it didn't solve the problem, it just made new problems. So, and then it let the genie out of the bottle, because now traffic ends up in those neighborhoods when things really back up. And so now there's new options, and now we've got three neighborhoods hit.